Now we're holding Baruch Hashem on Hey Amud Beis. We're trying to finish till the Mishnah. Just a reminder that even though it's been his man, you're allowed to learn if you want. You're allowed to chazer. So I think chazer it out. If we could review even about 5 or 10 lines of Gemara a day, we could be able to review everything we learned in the past 2.5 months. So it's worth it to try to review a few minutes every day. Even if a person takes 10-15 minutes each day, 10 minutes of all their learning. Just to review, because the Mishnah says, whoever learns without reviewing is like planting without harvesting. So it's worth it to invest time, even 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, just a few lines of Gemara. If you want, it might be a good idea to just review this, also to stay into it. Fine, Baruch Hashem. I thank everybody for being part of this year, making Kiddush Hashem. Baruch Hashem. So now.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Bigger. Fine, Baruch Hashem. So now we're going to start today. What story? The last little story. The last story time. We're going to start a story in the Gemara and tie it into El Gemara. So now on the top of Ham and Bees, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines from the 5 lines from the top. Hahi Issa. There was this Issa. Hahi Issa. What's an Issa? In Aramaic, Issa is a tough is like a shin. So it's like it says Hahi Isha. Right? It's like you said, Ahi Isha. There was this Isha, this woman. The Asa'i Sahadi. So the Asa'i is that she brought Sahadi, she brought witnesses. Asa'i comes from the word Asa, the root word is Aleph, Saf Aleph in the middle of the word. So the Asa'i is like to bring it to come. Ahi Issa, there was this woman. The Asa'i Sahadi, she brought. What? The Asa'i. In English you say brought me literally means there was this woman who came Aden. In English you say brought. There was a woman who brought Aden. No? Say in English you don't talk like that.
Aden.
Right, she came the Aden. She come then.
Right. Why different with the IT later?
I don't know. Switch. Okay. So there was this woman that brought Aden.
No, it's not that she came to witness in the first place and then she brought Aden.
No, she can't be witness usually. Most kids we don't take a lady. She brought witnesses. Meaning she came to the witnesses. She brought the witnesses. That's where it says she came then. There was this woman who brought witnesses. That I say there's a woman who brought witnesses. And what happened? Vishtakar. What's the root word vishtakar? It's like sheker. We found that they were lying. First it has 7 questions, 7 drusas, 7 hakiras, all these complicated questions to make verify the story is true. First it said they caught them lying. Fine. So this woman tried to bring, she's looking for a witness and anybody, let's say, who saw her car accident. She stopped by her light and some car smashed right into her, behind her. So she wants to know, anybody who's sitting on the corner of Yitzhak Tomi, the corner of Bar Ilan Shimon Navi, she stopped by her light, some guy smashed into the back of her car. She wants to know if there's any witnesses that saw this guy smash into her. She said, I was at the red light, I wasn't doing anything wrong, I wasn't even moving. This guy came and smashed right into her. So she brings 2 Aiden. And they say, yeah, they said, we saw the story, we saw we were standing right there, we were waiting at the light to cross. It kind of best finds out they're lying. They never saw the story. They were sleeping somewhere else. I don't know.
She's a claimant or she's defendant?
It doesn't necessarily matter. Just give me an example. She's bringing 2 Aiden for something. I don't think it makes a difference. The point is she has an agenda. She's trying to get something done over here. She wants to say, for example, that some guy smashed into her car. Fine? That's what she wants to say. We find the first at 8. The Mishtaker, they're saying, Shaker, President asked them questions, this, that. It comes out best and found them lying. Good. What happens now? I see Sadi. She brings another set of witnesses. She puts up, who said it was? Rabbi, she put a sign on the paper. Anyone who saw this thing in my story, this guy smashed the back of my car, come to best. So she brings them, she speaks to them, she brings them again. Again, what happens? The Shtaker best defines that they're liars. They never saw the story. They're just like in the action. They never saw the story. They were like turning the other way. They didn't really
see.
Right, they wanted the reward for the $500 reward. They never saw what happened. It comes out that they're lawyers, stock of their lawyers. Now, what happened? Ozla Isa Saadi Akhrini. Now, she brought a third set of Aiden, like it means another set, a third set of Aiden. The law is stocker, Besson did not find them lying. Right? So, what's the question now? So, the third group, Besson didn't find lying. So, what's the shayla? We know the rule called Chazakas. So, this really is, it's because Chazakas are very complicated, but Basar is a lot about. So, the Chazakas are. That every Jew originally is going to have a chazakas kashrus. You have a chazaka to be a good Jew and a true Jew until proven otherwise. I mean, we're assuming that you're a bystanding Jew until proven otherwise. Now, a person could also have a chazaka the other way. They could ruin their original status of being a trusted Jew, and there are reasons to ruin it, and they can make the opposite. They can make a status that they're not trusted. Right. So what does the Gemara want to say? That maybe this woman, since she already brought two groups that were lying, maybe we should now give her a status of a liar, of a phony, of someone who's trying to fool people. Right? Because that's usually the rule. Right? On the other hand, you can look at it another way. That the Edom themselves, the witnesses themselves in the third group, do they have a status of being kosher witnesses? They're regular Jews. If you're a Jew, you have a status of being a kosher witness. Right? So our Gemara's question is, who do you focus on? Do you focus on the woman who's bringing these people to Beis Din? And since she has a status of being a, sounds like she's trying to be bring lawyers, we don't believe them. Or you look at their chazaka, their status, that they have a chazaka's kashrus. They didn't do anything wrong. They're a regular bystanding Jew. Just because this lady brought two witnesses, bad groups, doesn't mean all other Jews are liars. The whole Jewish nation is good, so any other Jew that she brings for the third group, they're going to be believed. So the question, whose status do you look at? Do you look at her status? Right? You look at her status. Right now, she's... So this Gemara holds like the opinion that you get a chazaka from twice. So since two times already, she brought false witnesses, so she gets a status that she's a phony. So therefore, even when she brings the third group, don't believe her. Because she lost her status. She has a bad status now. Her status is...
How does her status affect the witnesses?
Because Beis Din, if she's the one backing them, she's the one, so to speak, bringing them in, Beis Din's going to say... Right, that's just... But even according to Rish Lakish, why should it affect them? Because she's the one who's bringing them. So it leaves us to be skeptical. It leaves us to some room to start thinking, you know, maybe it's these guys, even though we didn't catch them that they're liars, maybe really they were, you know, they were well-trained. You know, she already messed up twice. Her third group, she already trained them well. So maybe we should assume that they're lying.
It's more of a conspiracy than the 100 of the Mishnah.
So we'll see in the Mishnah. So, right, we'll see in the Gemara soon. So let's see the Gemara inside. Amri Shlakish, Rish Lakish says, Huchzaka zu, this one, Huchzaka, she got a chazaka. This one, this lady, has a chazaka of being a, bringing liars from the first two groups. So we assume the third group also, something's wrong with them, we'll suspect them that maybe they're lying also. We're not going to accept it.
I'm sorry, it's clear that she's bringing them, right?
Right, she's okay. For sure bringing them. Yeah, it's very clear. That's the story.
They're not just coming in.
Right. Like we say later, in our Mishnah's case, they were all coming on their own.
Right.
Correct. That's a very big difference that Gemara is going to speak of. Very good. Saying over here, she's bringing them. That's the whole case. I see. She brought them in. She's kind of the best of saying, I got you another two guys. Yeah, so it's clear. So Rabbi Rish Lakish says, she has a status of so far, so she already proves herself to be a lady who brings false witnesses, because she already did it twice. See, even though the third witness is we couldn't find them lying, we're not going to accept it because since she's bringing them, we're assuming that there's reason to suspect that it's not true. That's what Rish Lakish says. Rish Lakish says, focus on the lady. This lady has a chazaka that she's bringing false witnesses.
But if she didn't bring them, then they came independently.
Then we'll believe them. Good. If they came independently, like, good.
Can I? If that's the case, that she's got a hazaka after two, how is it that you've got a case where the Beit Din hears a third occasion?
Tamir also asked the same question today. So I don't know, it's a good question. Why would they take the third one altogether? It's a good question. Why would they take the third one? It could be either they didn't realize it was a different guy sitting in Beis Din that day until they realized afterwards. Or it could be she also took them to a different Beis Din, then they figured out afterwards.
It could be the
Azla
she went.
The Gemara says Azla, she went and she brought other Aiden. Azla sounds like Azla means she went. Maybe she went to a different Beis Din. That's what Ruan said. Azla.
Also, maybe to show you that the Hazaka is not just in one Beit Din.
She has a chazaka. So good question. I don't know how it got through. Everyone's asking how she get through the. Why would Beis Din take the third case altogether according to Rish Lakish?
Unless the Beit Din falls under Rav Elazar.
No, because even according to Rish Lakish, what happened?
He's going to explain how it happened.
Yeah, what's the story? I mean, we're bringing a story. So in Rish Lakish's case, what happened over here? Let me see if they bring over here. What's that? Azla? You said she brought a third one. I don't know why, how the hell it got through. Maybe.
But how did she get this? The other two weren't trusted.
She brought them, they took them, they accepted her in. It was a different day. Maybe she was there every Monday.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
What doesn't make sense?
If they didn't trust the first two witnesses and they consider her to be a liar, why would they waste their time with the third set?
That's what we're saying.
Right, so it could be that she went to a different Beis Din who didn't know yet her story. Say, for example, it could be. Could be she went to a different Beis Din maybe. Or to a different Dayan and they didn't realize that it's the same lady again. Somehow she got in. You're right. I don't know. L'chatchila probably wouldn't take her. It sounds like this was a story. It's a good question. Why they would take her with L'chatchila? Why would they take her? Okay, if you realize also, we're not saying for sure that this third group are liars. We're saying we have reason to believe that they're liars. We're not saying for sure that we're 100% sure the third group she wrote are liars. We're just saying since this lady already has a chazakah, she's already assumed to bring lawyers, so we're not going to really take this in. We're not saying that they're liars. We're saying that since she's behind them, we're not going to take this aid. Fine. So Rav Shlakish is saying we focus on her. So since she's bringing them, since she has a chazakah, a bad track record, so we're not gonna accept the third group. Good message so far. I'm saying good shot. Fine. Rav Elazar says no. Don't look at her. Why are you focusing on her? If she has a chazaka, she has a status of bringing liars, of being a phony. Call Yisrael, all the Jews, mihochzeku. Do they have a chazaka of being liars? Right. We know the rule is always the opposite. All Jews, you're innocent bystanding Jew. You have a chazaka. You have a. We're going to assume you're saying the truth. Our first assumption is you're saying the truth. So Rav Elazar says.
Is it mihochzeku? Goes on him.
They, me call all of Klai Yisrael. Do they have a chazaka of being liars? She has a status. She earned herself a status of being a liar. So her, fine. But all the Jews, do they have a status of being a liar? Which means every time, so just because she was behind them, so it's very nice. This lady brought them in. So she might be a liar. So the lady backing them. But focus on the witnesses themselves. They themselves are innocent bystanding Jews. So we should take them. We should accept their aid.
Believe in the third set.
So we should believe them.
We have credibility to the third set.
Yeah, so give credibility to the third set. So again, Rish Lakish says, I don't give credibility to this. Since I don't give credibility to this lady, I'm not going to accept the third set of aidas. Since this lady lost her credibility and invested, therefore, even since she's backing the third group, we don't accept it. We said, we're sorry. You're very nice guys. You're probably good Jews. We're not taking you because you're working for this lady. That's all. This lady brought you in. Stay away from her next time. Fine. She has no credibility investing. Realize that don't focus on that. You will focus on them. These witnesses themselves are innocent bystanders. They have credibility, so you should believe them. But according to Realize, you do believe the third group. So the third group says, yes, we saw on the corner of Bar Ilan and Shmuel Navi, some guy smashed into her car, she was talking about the light. Fine, we will accept them, according to Realize. So far, so clear? Fine. Fine, that was what happened. Zimnin, what's Zimnin? Zimnin is like, it's like a Zman. It's like time, meaning Zimnin, one time. There was a time.
Are you
going to
do the Rashi?
I want to read the Rashi. I just want to say the opposite. Okay. But we'll see the Rashi right now. Fine, let's see Rashi here. Everyone wants to see Rashi right away. Fine, third line. Third line, no. Either way, it's all good. Ishtikar, let's see the third line of Rashi. Ishtikar. We see that they were lying. What happened? We said this lady brought one set of eidim. We found that they were liars. Ishtika, they found they were liars, right? How did we find they were liars? Because Rashi says hechishu ze ese. They hachasha is like really they weakened and they denied each other. Literally means like they denied each other. Bedrishas besan. When besan was making their drishas, they were like looking into them, their speculation. Kishabatka when they checked them, because besan asked a lot of questions. Now it comes out, they ask one guy a question. Maybe they ask a lot of questions. What day, what time, this, that. They ask a lot of questions. So let's ask the guy, what time was it? And the guy said it was 11:28. Yes, the other guy was it. The other guy says it was 11:45, the story. So then they both get knocked out, right? Best takes them to two different rooms. And they ask them a lot of different complicated questions, and then both have to match up. If both stories don't match up, we dismiss you. Well, either you're very nice guys, go home. Have a nice time. So what happened? This lady came. She brought a first group. So Besson was verifying, and they write it down. This guy's sitting in one room. They write down all the information. The next guy writing all information. They match up. Doesn't match up. So leave Besson. So that's what happened one time. This lady brought the first group. The information didn't match up. Come the lady again. She wrote a second group. Also, they take the report. They take the file. Besson looks at both of them. They don't match up. Dismissed. Right? And then the third group, we came, and all the facts came out to be correct. Exactly. They both said 11:28. Exactly what color car it was, exactly what happened, the whole story, and they matched them.
Is that the Drisha and the Chakira, is that not considered to be false testimony? Either they didn't give any testimony there.
There's
not a lot on there, they're not aware of anything.
You say, well, it's better than they even accept them. Saying they did, they tried to say it's there. You're saying, is the Isra only if you succeed? I'm not sure.
I'm just wondering if that doesn't count as testimony because. Sort of like
right, no, Besson didn't accept them. They were never officially accepted in Besson. So then that's it. They didn't get accepted. But this lady messed herself up. But this is fine. So now, that's what Rabbi Rish Lakish said. This lady, since you third group came on the, you know, from the, for because of this lady, we assume we can't believe it because we have a reason to believe somebody's wrong, somebody's fishy over here. And now we're in the first narrow line of Rashi. What are Rabbi saying? And he hochzaka. Just if she has a chazaka, just because she has a status of being a liar, lachzer achreim, to go after them and bring. She has a chazaka to go after them, meaning to go after and fetch edim. And it seems like she's fetching edim, and her edim are liars, right? Lachzer is like to go after them and then to bring them, right? So she has a chazaka. She likes to fetch edim who are liars. So kol Yisrael, all the Jews, mihosiku, meaning, are you going to say all the Jews have a chazaka of status l'shmayala to listen to her? Right? Are you saying every Jew listen to her that they should be liars? That you're going to give a chazaka status to other people? Okay, shakarim like liars, like shakarim like liars. Meaning, you're telling me she has a status that whoever she brought, you say she has a status and she convinced them to lie. But why are you assuming that every Jew is going to listen to her to lie? I mean, you're assuming the third group she also brought are liars and she's paying them, let's say, to lie. Why should you assume that? She has a status of bringing liars. Good. But these two Jews, the third group that came in, they're regular innocent Jews. They don't have a chazaka. They don't have any status of being liars. So why are you assuming that they're liars? Why are you assuming she paid them and she did this and she did that? They're innocent Jews. Right? You have to assume, if you tell me that they listen to her, you're assuming that these people who are innocent bystander Jews listen to this lady to say a false testimony. You know how to do that. Every Jew assume they're innocent until proven guilty. So that's Rabbi Elazar. So we have machlokes here. Rish Lakish holds in this case we don't take the third group because we assume that she hired them and they're liars. Ritzko says no. Rest they lose their credibility maybe because of her. And Rish Lakish, Elazar says no. Elazar says that we believe them. They have a cheskas kasha. We're going to believe them. Fine. Now story time. Let's see back in the Gemara. 9 lines for the top. It's good. Zimnin. Like one time, it's like Zman have a Yasvi, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Yasvi is like a tough against like a shin, like Yashvi, like Yoshev. They were sitting. One time, they were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Who is they? Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Elazar. They were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And who is Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan was really like their Rebbe. But it's interesting because Rabbi Yochanan, right? What was Rabbi Yochanan's Reish Lakish? Was the Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe of Reish Lakish. But he was also his Chavrusa, right? Rabbi Yochanan took Reish Lakish to be his son in law, right? And originally, right, he used to be the head of Rish Lakish, really the head of the bandits. That's his name means. I don't know why they kept him, gave him his name. Rish Lakish means the head of the bandits. What?
Brother.
His brother-in-law. So he's the head of the bandits. So he, right, so Rabbi Yochanan made it, right, he gave his sister to Rish Lakish. So if you do tshuva, I'll give you my sister to marry my sister. They came brother-in-law. So originally, Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe of Rish Lakish. But eventually, Rish Lakish rose to great heights and became also his chavrusa. It's called a Talmid Chavr, meaning Reish Lakish was a Talmud, he was a student of Rabbi Yochanan, but he reached a level, he wasn't considered a student anymore, he was also a Chavar, a Chavrusa also. So he was allowed to argue with him, he was allowed to speak before him, like we see in the Gemara now, they came in front, even though they're respecting Rabbi Yochanan, when we see in the Gemara, Reish Lakish would respect Rabbi Yochanan's psak, but he could also speak before him and argue with him, because he was a Talmud Chavar. He's a Talmud, it's an interesting concept, but he was a student and a Chavrusa, so he was both. Good, so let's see. Even one time, how Yasvi came to Rabbi Yochanan, they were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Then he Reish Lakish and Rabbi Elazar were sitting in front of the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan. So Asa it came kihai maisa like this story lekamaya before them. What do you mean like this story? Like which story? Our story. Some lady brought in two sets of edim that were false, and then they brought in a third set of edim. We wanted to know if we should believe the third set. Good, exactly our case. This lady brought two edim that were false. She brought a third. So what happened? So Reish Lakish said, oh, you know the story, right? I already paskaled on this case. I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, right? Hostikazu, this lady has a chazaka. Hostikazu, she has a chazaka of. Hostikazu, she has a chazaka of being a liar and bringing liars. We're going to assume that they're lying. Hostikazu. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told her. 1 second. So here now Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan is saying the same thing Rabbi Elazar said before. But now it's coming from Rabbi Yochanan from the Rebbe. Not from Rabbi Elazar. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan told him, Im hochzekazu, if this lady has a chazaka of being a liar, call Yisrael mi hochzeku, do all clients have a chazaka of being liars and listening to her to be a liar? So what came out? What just came out of the story? It comes out that originally, when Rav Elazar was arguing on Rish Lakish, he wasn't arguing in his own right. He was saying the logic, he was saying the svar of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. That's what comes out. So now Rish Lakish was upset. Why is he upset? What happened now? Hadar, Chazi, Rabbi Elazar, Bishas. Rish Lakish looked at Rabbi Elazar with Bishas, Rashas, with anger, and he's very upset at him. He looked at him, he's very upset. Because originally we had this story, we had Halachashah. Halachashah came to the rabbis. Rish Lakish was sitting there in Rabbi Elazar's. Right, they had this story in their best thing. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't there. And they wanted to know what to do. So Rish Lakish said, I think this lady is off the charts, don't believe them. Elazar said, no, you should believe them. They're good Jews. Believe the third set of eight. The story happened now again in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And now Rish Lakish understood Rabbi Elazar wasn't saying his own logic. Rabbi Elazar was saying the logic of his Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. So now, why is Rish Lakish upset? Because if he would have understood that it's Rabbi Yochanan saying it, who's his Rebbe, he would have agreed. So that's one of the reasons why he was upset. The few one shot he was upset. But one shot is, he said all this time, Paskin wrong, I tell this is the right way to pass. This is the right path. This is the way that the ruling should be, that you, this third group, you don't believe them. Because you look at the lady, she's messed up. But he thought, Rabbi Lazar, okay, my chavrus is arguing, I don't care. Rabbi Lazar argues with me, I don't care. I don't have to know people about that. I don't have to care.
Is he upset with himself?
No, Rabbi Shlakish, he was upset at Rabbi Elazar. That Rabbi Elazar, you never told me that you were coming from my Rebbe. I thought you were arguing against me. So if you were arguing against me, fine. I don't have to agree with you. But you didn't explain to me that you were saying the logic of our Rebbe. So that, and now I'm upset because I would have agreed all this time. All these years, I'm going one way. I would have agreed if I would have understood that it was from my Rebbe.
Normally you have to say the name of Rebbe, no?
Yeah, also, yeah, there's halacha. So you don't know why exactly what was found in Rabbi Elazar, right? You're asking a good question. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar say it was from his Rabbi Yochanan, if he knew the whole time? Meaning, only they came from Rabbi Yochanan, they realized that Rabbi Elazar was saying from him. The question is, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan really say it in the name of his Rebbe? What was found in Rabbi Yochanan? What was found in Rabbi Elazar? Why?
Maybe,
what's it called? Maybe he was jealous of his chavrusa. So they say that could be that he didn't know. Rish Lakish, it could be there was one shot that it could be that Rish Lakish was upset at Rabbi Elazar. It could be Rabbi Elazar didn't really realize who it was in the name of. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a little miscommunication. Rish Lakish thought, you knew the whole time it's from my Rebbe. Could be he didn't really know that it was from Rabbi Yochanan. He thought, it could be he heard it, he remembered, he forgot that he heard it from his Rebbe. He thought it was his own svara. But could be Rabbi Elazar himself didn't really realize that it was really from his Rebbe. What's that, good?
Can you make a deal from the fact that you use the exact same wording?
So the Ritzvah Mishachas Yivam says two pshatim. Could be, first of all, Rabbi Elazar never heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. They only heard it afterwards. Meaning, could be Rabbi Elazar had his own svar with the exact same word. And obviously his Rebbe said the same thing. He never knew that Rabbi Yochanan. He never heard it from him. He thought it was his own logic, and he really never heard it from him. Which says also something else. He says also that he assumed that everyone knows Rabbi Yochanan's svar. I mean, he assumed he was Spanish. We were all by sheer. You weren't there. What do you mean? He said this is a svar. He was expecting Rish Lakish to understand that it was from Rabbi Yochanan, my Rebbe. He was saying such a thing. He assumed everyone knew it. So that was why Rabbi Elazar. But vice versa, Rish Lakish still, he was upset that he didn't say, I don't know, I should have known this. I should have known it. Could have known it. Would have known it. But I didn't. So Lamaisa, he was upset that he didn't tell him that the halacha was what was from. So what he says, so what happened? Let's see the word again. Hadr, Chazi, he looked at the Rabbi Elazar, Baishas, with anger. He was upset at him. So Amar Lay, so he told him, meaning Rish Lakish said to him, Sir Rabbi Elazar, Shamet Mili, you heard words, Mibar Nafcha, the son of Nafcha, which is referring to Rabbi Yechon, the son of the blacksmith. Veloy Amritli, and Mishmei, you didn't tell it to me in his name. That was the end of the story. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Rish Lakish was a little bit dismayed with Rabbi Elazar, and he heard something the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Bar Nafcha, who is Rabbi Yochanan the son, whose father was a blacksmith, and he didn't say it in his name.
I mean, Rish Lakish would have never said that if he knew that Rabbi Yochanan said that in the name of. If Rabbi Elazar told him Rabbi Yochanan said that from his.
Right, maybe
he would
not argued on the
Rabbi. Right. So what's the rest? He would not have.
Does Rashi say anything?
It seems like. Maybe it's not to say that he wasn't upset with me. Why? Because I wouldn't have said my son.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's Rashi. What's the Rashi? And
I
wouldn't have
said my status.
Yeah.
He told me originally that Rebbe said this, I wouldn't go against
right.
it.
See, Rebbe is
setting me up.
So Rebbe Yosef here, they bring down one. So that's what Rashi and Ksuba says. Here, Rebbe is plugging out Rashi's from Ksuba. That's what Rashi and Ksuba says. Fine.
I actually did.
Sorry.
Rashi says he got upset because he didn't say his name.
Oh, so but right. So Rashi didn't say his name, and Rashi Ksuba said a little more. Meaning, so what was there to be upset about? So what are you upset? Stam, because you're. So
not
what are you upset?
Because
you're upset because he didn't say his name. Well, I mean, just if he didn't say his name. So what? Well, because you're supposed to say, fine, that's his problem. Why am I upset at him? Fuck, because you're supposed to say something. To say, instead, whoever brings that brings the Geula to the world. Saying, it's not like he was upset with him.
Not to rebuke your fellow, Kilo. Rebuke your fellow when you see that he's doing something wrong.
Fine. He's saying he was upset and that he didn't say something. The name is Rebbe. Well, why is he so upset? So Rebbe wants to say, why is he upset? Stop. You're supposed to say something in the name of your Rebbe. Gemara says, whoever says something in the name of the Rebbe, they're bringing the Geula. And the opposite also. If you say something and you make believe to the name of yourself, it's a very bad thing. Gemara
nice,
says.
It's simple.
Yeah.
Like it's more.
Yes.
Yeah, so okay. Fine. It wouldn't say the word bishus.
Oh, so right.
It was just that.
Right.
Bishus
what
is like also.
Yeah,
the
but
word
who are we talking about? We're talking about. About Gedolim, Reish Lakish, she's not going to get upset with someone, Stam, because he's emotionally upset. I can't believe
you
did that to me. He's going to get upset only for the sake of Torah.
You're right.
Only because there was an Avera here.
Oh, could be.
So but yeah, his honor is honor with Torah also. He's a big time of
Papa.
He can't be more Lifnei Rabbo. And his friend, Kivyachlo, made him be more Lifnei Rabbo. So it's like you made him slip up.
No, but he's allowed to. We know that Reish Lakish. Right,
Rishon
can go against
his.
But maybe he wouldn't have.
Yeah, in this case, he said he wouldn't have. He said he wouldn't
have.
In this case, he wouldn't have.
How do we know he wouldn't have?
What? That's Rashi Ksuba says. Rashi Ksuba explains. He adds on, meaning why was he upset? So over here, just says because he didn't say it in his name. So the Rashi over here just that's where he stopped. So you couldn't say your pshat that he did because he said you're supposed to say something in front of the name of Talcha. Rashi Ksuba explains a little more. Says a story that Reish Lakish got upset at Rebbe Lazar because he said he would have retracted. He would have held like Rabbi Yochanan. That's what he's saying. Meaning, no, in this Rashi didn't say it all the way. But I mean, you want it could be for this Rashi you can say you're up pshat. That's what we're just filling in. They bring that over here. The Rashi was clear that says that pshat. That was the reason why he was upset because it said because Rabbi Yochanan he didn't have to agree. But so he said he would have in this case. Rashi he would have agreed. Reish Lakish didn't have to agree to Rabbi Yochanan always because he's a Talmud Chaver. In this scenario, he would have agreed. He said I would have agreed in this case.
But he doesn't agree to him just because he's Rabbi Yochanan.
Of course he does. No.
He gave the same ruling.
Right. No, it's definitely two logic.
If your mouth, I would have accepted. But I heard
yeah.
his mouth, I wouldn't.
Yeah, if Rabbi Yochanan is a much higher authority. Yeah, in fact, you're a Talmud. You're my friend. Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan. He's my Rebbe Kev. Also, considered as Chavrusa. I would have accepted that. That's the right svar. I would have bittled myself to my Rebbe. That's what he said. Well,
not on the strength of the svar, though.
Yeah, because obviously maybe I'm wrong. Even though I hold very strong, my svar is right. If my Rebbe says different, I'm going to bittle myself to my Rebbe. Even though I think I'm right. But I'll say, my Rebbe said different, I'm wrong, too bad. It's whether Rishlagish was stupid, he wasn't thinking there's no such other svar. He heard other logic. Like, he held like his logic is correct. If his Rebbe comes to tell you you're wrong, this logic, your logic is wrong, this is the logic that's correct, he would say, okay, bittle himself to his Rebbe.
Wouldn't his Rebbe explain his logic?
He understood the logic, he just thought his logic was correct. It's true. It could be right. It could also be right. Rabbi was saying right. It could be he would have explained to him more. Fine. That could also be why he was upset. Okay. You're telling me it's my own thing. I would have if my Rebbe would have said it. I would have taken it. It could be I would have talked to my Rebbe about it. He could have explained to me why I was wrong. Nachon.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what
fine.
I'm saying.
Nachon. Because my Rebbe always would explain why I'm wrong. Fine. So that's the story. So here we have two opinions. We have Reish Lakish, and which comes out, it's really our argument to go Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. We call it originally Reish Lakish and Rabbi Lazar. Really, it's Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Right. In the case where you have this woman who brought two groups of bad edus, we say the next time you bring one, you're out. You lose your chazaka. We assume that you're a liar. You're bringing anybody who you bring, we assume to be liars because you're bringing them. Good? Rabbi Yochanan, we call it Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan holds that no, we believe the third group of edus because just because she's a phony, we don't assume that they fell to all her lies. If two edus cut the best and say a story, we assume they're saying the truth. It's irregular.
We don't condemn
upsetting Jews. We don't condemn everybody in the Klal Yisrael. Good? Fine. Now, what's this very similar to? What's the Gemara saying? This machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh of these Amoraim seems to be the same argument, our Mishnah of Tanaim.
Rabbi Yehuda and
Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Right? This seems to be the same machlekes of our Mishnah. I mean, it seems to be a repetition of the same argument in our Mishnah. Why? So, we'll speak of that for a bit. What did we say in our Mishnah? What was our machlekes in our Mishnah? Now we had a case, right, where you had, what was the case about Mishnah?
The Mishnah was that we had the Ibn Zomim come, and per Rabbeim.
And what happened? What was the story there? Every group that comes to say, Eidos, these Ibn Zomim say, no, you guys are with us, right? They keep on saying, you guys are with us, right? So what did Rabbanan say in the Mishnah? The Rabbanan said in the Mishnah
that we believe them and we kill everybody, even up to 100, or everyone, subsequent Ibn Zomim are killed.
Right. So what did Rabbanan say in our Mishnah? Even though it sounds funny, that every guy who comes to say Eidos, you say all 100 groups were with us snorkeling in Eilat, we'll believe you. You don't lose your credibility. You, Eidim Zomim, who go and knock everybody out, we believe you. You have a Cheskas Kasha, we assume you're saying the truth, even though it sounds a little funny, it sounds a little bit fishy that you were all snorkeling with the fish in Eilat. But we'll trust you. That's what Rabbanan said.
That's the same as...
Who said that he had good credibility?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Who said that Rabbi Yochanan says here, you give this, these Eidim credibility in our story, even though they're the third group, you give them credibility, correct? We have said in our case, you give this, these Eidim credibility, even though they're the third group, because who cares, the lady's messed up. You give it, even though it's very fishy, it looks very weird.
And the reason, because they did say there was no chazaka on that particular group.
Fine. Oh, because there's no chazaka. So, one second. And our Mishnah also.
If there had been, then it's a different story.
So, a little what we said, the Gemara is going to end up answering a little bit like that. The Gemara is going to end up flipping it around, saying everybody called out everybody. The Gemara is originally saying, you'll see, the Gemara is saying there's a strong reason to believe this. You're saying, fine. So, again, what's the Gemara saying? If, according to, let's say,
Rabbi Yochanan,
these Eidim credibility, who said we give these Eidim credibility, it's like in our Mishnah where we said we give the these Eidim Zomim credibility, even though it sounds fishy, we give credit. So again, just like in our case in this Gemara, it's already the third group this lady's bringing. Sounds a little fishy, looks a little fishy. We still, again, in our case, the lady brought three groups. By the time she's bringing the third group, already looks fishy. The first two groups are messed up. Don't worry, we still give them credibility. They're saying the truth. Stay strong. Believe them. That's like in our Mishnah, where Rabbanan said, even though these Eidim Zomim go against every single group, and every single group they say you're with us, give them credibility. So it seems like Rabbi Yochanan is going to match up with the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, who says give credibility even when things don't look the greatest. Give credibility anyway. And in this story over here, where we have Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, no, this is too fishy. I'm not going to believe this third group of Eidim. This lady already brought two groups of Eidim that are alive. So I'm not gonna believe them. It's fishy over here. So in our Mishnah also, these groups are going against every group that comes in. These guys say, no, you're with us. It seems to be fishy. It seems to be something's wrong. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said, don't believe them. Don't give them credibility. So it seems to be Reish Lakish will match up with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Just like over here, where something doesn't seem the greatest, seems fishy, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't give credit. Reish Lakish says, don't give credibility. So look at our Mishnah, we said, Yehuda says, looks like they're going against everybody. Something's fishy, don't give them credibility. So it comes up, it seems like Reb Yochanan is going to match up with Rabbanan of our Mishnah, and Reish Lakish is going to match up with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. That's what seems to be, it's a match. Do you give credibility when something is fishy or not? That's the Machlokes over here. So it seems like Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish are having the same Machlokes as Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Oh, so first of all, we skipped the Rashi before. Let's see Rashi. Zimnin. The 5 lines on the top, Zimnin. Zimnin, which means Pa'am Acheres, a different time. We said the story was that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish and Rabbi Lazar were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. They had the same question. If a woman brought the first set of Eidim, we found them lying. Then the second set of Eidim, they were lying. Do we believe the third time she brings Eidim? Hadar Chazir Blazer Bishus. Hichzer Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish, like returned Espanam, he turned his face. Nistakel, and he looked Rabbi Lazar at Rabbi Lazar, Bepanam Zayafis, with an angry face. Why? Shehivin Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish understood, Shehivin Reish Lakish, Sheshama Rabbi Lazar Dabar Zay. The Rabbi Lazar heard this thing. I'm relying when he told it to him, when Rabbi Lazar said it to him, he told it to Reish Lakish. Why, Rishma, he didn't say it in the name of Rabbi. He didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So he was upset at him, like we said, Pshat. He was upset at him because he would have agreed, would have known it was his Rebbe. Fine. So what do you want to say? So let's see. I'm not sure if we'll start this Gemara now. If I guess we'll stop over here. Rather Shem Shkech Rabbi Rebbe Kachazer, because we've tried to review 5-10 lines a day. Every day for like a month, you end up getting here to daf. We already learned more than almost 3 daf, 2.5 daf.
That's
cool. Because
I'm stopping here.
Keep on going, don't stop. And next month, Hashem responding from the Mishnah on whoever wants to appear, it's a good idea also to look over at least the Mishnahs.